happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. 50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today.
Not long ago in the USA, life was much different than you know it today. You can go to school together, but you can make friends with whomsoever. Sit where you want to and ride the bus without anybody ever making a fuss. But this wasn't always so. No, once in a time ago, your skin color or shade decided if you're born free or a slave. Ooh. A slave was someone who was bought and sold. But they were always worth more than money and gold. Without a choice, without a voice, through the pain, they still sang. Trouble don't last, trouble don't last, trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. But these evil ways lasted over 90,000 days.
It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later,
President Lincoln, with you in his thinking, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But we still weren't free across the nation, cause another evil system called segregation. Segregation means to keep apart. It did way more to hurt the human heart. It was not equal or right. It kept people apart both day and night. Restaurants, parks, even on the bus, you were to move when told and not make a fuss. Until one day and the time was right, Miss Rosa Parks decided to fight. Stayed in a seat because she was spent. She started the civil rights movement. This is why King burst on the scene as they heard him say, "Let freedom ring." King was the one the people saw to lead the Montgomery bus boycott. They did it by the buses for nearly a year, in spite of threats and fear. Segregated bus became a thing of the past. Supreme Court ruled it wouldn't last. They called him Reverend King because he was a preacher. But not only that, he was a teacher. He taught the people to love is right. It doesn't matter if you're black or white.
I have a dream that one day down in Alabama,
he preached love to all the nation, even to those who hated integration. And his house was bombed with his family inside. He was just glad they all were alive. So they marched, prayed, and sang to deal with the violence and the pain. We shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome someday. Hey, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday, someday. But these evil ways, lasted over 37,000 days.
He will be able to speed up that day when all the bombs have been dropped.
So now that you know the sacrifice, what are you going to do with your life? With your doctor, lawyer, or teacher?
Yes, we can.
Or like your heroes, a president or preacher? Just hold on when challenge arise. Don't give up, keep your eyes on the prize. Dream big, dream now, write it down. Believe, believe, believe. And who knows what miracles you will achieve.
Hey, it goes on and on, and then you dream on. You can,
because they did. Dream big.